a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Yesterday, I think it was before you arrived, Cameron, Log and I had a bit of a conversation. Super Bowl Monday, so I wore a basketball jersey with an NFL team on it. Don't ask me why. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's cool.
Anyway, I wore a T-shirt underneath, and Loggy was really happy about that. And I said, well, look, I couldn't wear any of my other NFL-branded gear because I've got two other things, and they're both sleeveless T-shirts, and apparently they are too revealing for the workplace.
Yeah, you can't wear them around the office. We had that discussion, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was.
And it wasn't just me that said that, by the way. It was the whole office and everyone online as well.
No.
And also, we took it to the phones. True, Cameron.
Two out of three people agreed with you online, but there was one in three that agreed with me.
And there was three out of three on the show that said no.
No. It was two out of three because I say yes.
No, I mean the people, but anyway.
So... Anyway, so I was vilified, pilloried, made to feel like it's not okay for men to wear sort of singlets.
Oh,
and that
he's
type
throwing
of thing.
The men card out there. The certainly, women are coming for me.
I'm just going to leave for a little while.
Certainly.
Men can't do anything, can
mate,
they?
Don't have an opinion.
Oh, God. Whew.
Anyway, so it did, it was low cut down the sides and. You could see the ribs, and this is apparently where the problem lay, because Loggy yesterday reminded me that the ribs were the main issue, and that was apparently what you couldn't stand to see in the workplace.
I feel like you can wear a singlet, but it's got to finish at the armpit, yeah?
Yeah, you were pushing for a higher, too much rib, too much oblique.
Yeah, we're not working out with Arnold Schwarzenegger here, you know?
And I said, I never claim to be anything more than I am, but I do have ribs.
But it was too much.
But the side boob is okay?
Boob and rib is the same.
No, it's not. Side boob covers rib. You can't see rib underneath side boob.
Here we go.
Anyway,
here we go.
So I pressed you for more information. I needed clarification that it was the ribs that were the issue.
Yeah, see? And then he's like, you just wait. wait till tomorrow. And I said, oh, we're going to use this as an excuse, are we? To maybe show a bit of skin?
I have...
Hang on, he's reaching for the jacket zip. Oh, hang on.
I have worn today a custom top.
Here we go.
If you don't like the ribs, suck on these. You will look at these ribs and you will look at them for the rest of the show.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy.
Wow.
And no matter which way I face...
Oh, my God.
You have created new fashion,
You
Tom.
Will see ribs.
Okay, I have to say, disgusting, but 5 out of 5 for commitment. You have a black T-shirt there, and you have cut out side parts at the front, two at the front,
what about the
two
little
at the
strip
back.
Down the side that the you've kept there the just side. To hold it together?
Structural integrity.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you've got the structural integrity in the front too. It almost looks like what Usher was wearing.
Yeah.
At the Super Bowl yesterday, that purple suit where you had the cutout... You know, the
pretend rig showing.
Yeah,
like
right.
His body
but
show,
you've
yeah.
got your actual rig showing.
How much do you reckon he's sucking it in right now?
Flexing hard. I know. It's all right. No, relax. It's okay.
And you can blow my tummy usually.
You can breathe.
My tummy noise. What are you talking about? No. Okay. Fine. I don't.
Is it drafty in here?
I feel like I don't know what's worse because for comedy factor. Do you know what? I'd much rather you wear that than the singlet that you wore.
Really? This is all rib. You can see my whole rib cage, front and back.
Yeah, but I like that you've got your shoulders covered. I think that's
nips,
really demure.
Let's notice that. It's just, I've just covered my
poor
shame.
Poor Kalia last night, I bet you were just like, no, lower,
no,
lower.
No, I was not, but she did do the cutting. Yeah. So you can look, if you have such a problem with my ribs, you can spend the next, what's the time? Yeah, 13 minutes to 8. So you can spend the next hour and 13 minutes staring at them. Soak it up.
Oh, God.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Pop, hey. All right. Tuesday means we played Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits of songs, cast our minds back, through the mists of time. I love that we all get on board for that. There's one thing every week that we get on board with. Usually, Lingy, you just mouth things. Like you mime, like you're part of the team, but you're actually secretly not. Secretly better than all of us.
I go with the bag.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the one thing.
But you don't do anything
thing.
Else. Lyrical headlines, you never sing.
That's not true.
That is.
You just can't hear me because your voice is so loud.
Hey, he's got a point there. He's well, I'm over the other side of the fence now. G'day.
And I'm crying right now.
No, you're not.
Get
you're
no,
too
no.
heavily medicated to
I've
cry.
I've heard it before.
All right. we'll cast our minds back through the mist of time. Try and guess, try and remember, sorry, where we were, what we were doing when we first heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper, and it's closer to that going open, the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love you, Larry.
I can just see your ribs jiggling.
Jiggling's.
Not sorry, jiggling.
It's an offensive word.
What's the word? Gyrating.
Gyrating.
Eyes up, please.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
I'm a piece of meat. I am a piece of meat.
Snake looking at me. And that's the tattoo.
The tattoo, yeah, sure.
Cutouts are only in the top, guys. Only in the top. I thought about cutting out my pants.
Yeah.
Didn't have a
no,
spare
I
pair.
Was wondering. I thought we were getting chaps for sure. Anyway, we're getting guests the year now.
All right, here we go. Question number one. We've got a pen and piece of paper, everybody?
Yes.
All ready to go? Okay, here. Question number one. What year did this come out? Okay.
I wonder why you've played that one.
Well, who else is going to blink tonight? Who's excited?
Do you know what? It's hard because, yeah, it fits in a place, but I'm not really sure. I've had a guess.
I'm not confident with mine.
I think I've gone too early.
All right. I'm ready. Tell me.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1998.
Okay. 8, 8, 9. Okay. We're all on the same track. Here we go.
The year was
1999. Oh, Cameron Lee.
Oh, I've been Tommy on one of those.
Can you double check that?
I can.
That was okay. No, that's cool. All right, fine.
Yes.
Blink 182 there.
Oh, he's angry.
You can keep going.
All right, question number two. That's a point to you.
Grumpy Tom.
Release
99. No, I'm not grumpy. Okay, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Snakes and stones and I broke my bones.
Can I just have the artist?
Yeah,
mate.
Avril Lavigne.
Ah. Okay. Post Skater Boy then.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, way post.
Way post.
Oh, okay.
Remember how they said that she was dead and they replaced her with someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same cyborg that's like Joe Biden type?
Yeah.
That type of thing?
Yes.
I need to calm down. The problem with this particular version of Avril Lavigne is that she's released multiple versions of songs.
Well, I don't think it has to be the first one. It has to be the first one.
All right, anyway.
Hang on.
I think I've gone too high. I think I've gone too...
Okay.
Okay, all right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. 2015. Oh, we both said 15, Langy. You said 18, Log. Here we go.
The year was 2019.
Oh, yes!
Well done, Log.
Tom, you're
good
not doing well today.
Well, okay, let's not dwell on that. I at
Do you want me to check that year as well?
No,
sure
it's
that
fine. I don't
right.
care. I don't care enough.
he's
you're
cracked
so
it.
So transparent.
That was actually Taylor Swift, by the way. It was not Avril Lavigne. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you two are mean.
It's okay.
So that's one point to me.
Yeah, go on.
All right, here we go. Question number three.
This week.
Yeah. This is with Nate Roos from Fun. Where do you remember? What do you remember?
I remember working at the traffic camera office and really hating life at this particular
time. Oh, this is a sad song for
you. Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe I've gone too early.
I'm trying to remember what radio station I was at the time.
You wouldn't remember, Lingy.
Still trying to work out who the artist is. And now I'm too scared to ask because you two are mean to me and trick me. I don't believe you.
It is. It's Pink with Nate Roos from Fun. Okay. 3, 2, 1. 2010.
15.
10, 10, 15. We've done it again.
This is happening a lot. Here we go.
The year was 2013.
All right. So
yes. So that's a win.
So that's a win for you. Yeah, good on you. Good on you.
You got your little
I was actually closer than both of you, but I did go over, so you do get the win. Log, congratulations for Guest of the Year. You are now on the board.
Oh, is that my first one?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Can we just get a sort of update on the leaderboard there?
Three for Tom.
Yep.
One for Log. Yep. And unsurprisingly, I'm yet to get off the mark in
Guest of the Year. See, he made you do that just so he could get that serotonin fix.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, science lessons time. And I know, Log, you're going to be pumped about this, Tommy. You're just going to have to bear with me.
Oh, mate, I don't mind a bit of science.
Okay, cool.
Just not when it's coming from you. No, jokes. Low jokes.
I only discovered this last night, as it turned out. And the main reason why I was able to discover this fact was because my kids, Max and Henry in particular, were complaining about the dinner that they were served. So it was
dangerous.
A little bit of a rush dinner, basketball on a Monday night. Sort of Henry's at 5 o'clock, Max is at 7 o'clock. Let's just whip up some focaccias for dinner after that and then just get to bed. So we've done that. The boys have started eating these focaccias, just the sort of ones you buy from the supermarket, Woolies. And they were like, this tastes awful.
Hang on, were they pre-made or are you talking the bread is from Woolies?
Bread is from Woolies,
okay,
sorry.
Okay, you put the filling in yourself.
Slice through the middle, fill it with whatever and then toast it in the big George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
Boys are like, and they have it most Monday nights. It's kind of focaccia night because, as I said, basketball's on, so we bit of a rushed feed. They were complaining, this tastes awful, this is the worst, you know. And we were, Dodsy and I, being like a little bit tired, a little bit hot, just eat your damn dinner and stop complaining about it. And they're like, no, it tastes awful and it smells funny and everything like this. And they just refused to.
Wow.
And we said, fine, you don't want it, go to bed. Go and brush your teeth and go to bed.
Wow.
See, finally the real Ling. This is what I want.
Hard.
Frustration.
I love it.
However, I've then gone over and grabbed the leftover little extra bit of the...
Oh, you've got it here.
Focaccia. I've brought it in. I brought props for my science.
Oh, my God.
And I've had a little smell. And turns out the boys had every right to complain.
Oh no.
Now, the use-by date for this particular... what is it? I won't use the brand name, but it's Turkish bread, focaccia, was today. So, it was within that.
Should be fine, yeah.
Turns out, science here. Log, I want you to have a smell of this.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to waft.
Okay.
Break it up a little bit.
I'm just going to go in nose first.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that is grim.
Tell us what it smells like.
It smells like vinegar. It smells like something's gone wrong.
Vinegar/... Yeah. Oh, hang on, Tommy, you have a smell?
It is...
I just waved it in front of me. Face, Oh, that's gone bad.
Nail polish remover?
Yeah.
Acetone?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. So I'm smelling it and I said to hey, Dodds, maybe we're a little hard on the boys. Now, they've gone off to bed, fortunately, so we didn't actually have to apologize.
The parental guilt, though. Far out.
So I've quickly Googled and I've gone to Canadian websites, everything. Yeah. Why does the bread smell like nail polish?
Traditional. If you need to know something about Turkish bread, go to Canada.
Correct. Thank you.
Bread.
The answer I got was this. The problem is nearly always caused by wild yeast, Endomycopsis. The yeast is found nature, and it converts starch into acetone, basically nail polish remover, and that's the odor detected in the bread.
Oh, my God.
It can often be brought out after a use-by date, but when it's before a use-by date, by multiple days of really, really hot weather. It can fire it up.
Right.
So that's why if you've got your bread at home or anything like that and it's all within date and all of a sudden it starts smelling with this strong vinegary nail polish remover smell, that's the reason.
It's gone bad. Good. Thanks for the update. Yeah.
Here's the learning from it all.
Yeah.
Maybe just hold back on yelling at your kids and just have a sniff of the bread first.
That makes me feel sad.
Oh, I'm such a mean dad.
Quick question, Lingy.
Sorry, boys.
Is the bread Helga's?
Yes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right.
This is real radio, guys. This is actually happening. You're not in a dream. We are talking about how you put candles out.
Okay, because last night on Maths, right at the start of the show, no one else would have noticed, but I saw some vision of a producer coming over and turning off a candle, right? And the way that we would turn a candle off is by...
Out, I think, is the term.
Put a candle out, yeah.
You said turning a candle off too, Cameron Lee.
No, not me. No, that's all you.
You said it off air, so it doesn't count. Anyway, so we would normally go up to it and go, anyway, a lot of people do it in a different way. This producer flapped his hand over it, waved some air onto the candle to get it out.
Yeah.
Silly move. And then it made me think, you know, at like places like Dusk and that, they have those little candle snuffers, the little hood. And they're like, all these are for sale. Instead of doing this, oh, forget that. Why don't you just get this implement, go over to the candle and snuff it out? I don't think so.
I look at that and I'm like, you're advertising to the wrong person. You don't want me to waste my breath. You should see what I do for a job.
Yeah.
I made the guarantee that nobody uses those snuffers to put the candles out. I'm starting to backtrack on that because of the fact that we've got some phone calls, Tommy.
We do. We've got a few people on the line, including Adam from Belmont. Morning, Ads.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Good, thanks.
Very well, thank you. Are you a candle snuffer using the implement?
Well, Lingy, only at special times of the year. So it only comes out at Christmas.
Oh.
It started as a Christmas decoration.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law had it, and it used to sit on the table. And we used to occasionally stuff the candles out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is it became a competition.
Oh.
So, yep, everything's a competition in our household. And so the idea was that you snuff the candle and you try to create as little smoke as possible.
Oh.
And so we snuffed candles like no tomorrow. Now it's a Christmas tradition.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I love that.
Candles and eggnog by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Correct, yeah. Plenty of eggnog.
Brilliant.
Okay,
brilliant.
What family? I'd like to go and hang out with them. Jess in Torquay, are you a snuffer?
Well, look, I don't use a lot of candles. And one of the reasons is because I hate the smell of a snuffed out candle.
Right.
When you use the snuffer, it stops the smoke, which stops the smell. So you burn this nice scented candle and it, you know, makes the room smell nice.
Mm.
And then you blow the candle out and it smells like burnt candle.
You work at Dusk, don't you? Exactly where you work.
Took the price of one, $17.95. So there's science to it, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. I really don't like that smell of snuffed out candle.
Yeah.
I didn't actually realise that it reduced the smoke.
Okay.
Oh, Loggy debates it.
I'm not calling Jess a liar.
No. What about Riley from Brighton? Riley, are you a snuffer?
Hi, I'm a snuffer.
Wow.
Mine comes from deep-rooted laziness.
Yeah.
Just if I'm getting up from the couch and I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed, I'm not going to stand up and get my breath ready to blow up.
You don't want to use that one extra breath.
I've got multiple candles going in the house because I love candles, but
yeah, right.
It's going to wind me at the end of the day.
Yeah,
okay. Oh,
I guess there is a tipping point. Yeah, you can have so many candles where it is actually better to have the snuffer. It's not worth using your breath.
One, I agree. One, I'm not going to pull out the snuffer, but if the snuffer's there and I've got to walk around the house, I'm just going to go around and murder them all.
Okay.
I'm imagining Riley on the chair, and instead of getting up, you know how you forget to get up to get the remote? You're like, I don't want to do that. She's just stretching over. Snuff this one.
Extra long snuffer.
All right. Well, let's see if Melissa from Kerr Lewis is a big snuffer from way back. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Concerned.
Concerned.
Do you love
a
snuff?
Well, I agree with Jess. It does restrict the smell.
Yeah.
Except I do it for a purely, you know, out of fear.
Oh, okay.
I have previously been that person who set her entire fringe on fire.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, you gotta have a couple of drinks and then we shouldn't, you know, play with fire and alcohol. So snuffers are that medium.
Okay. All right. I'm convinced. That's you've sold me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.